This is day 7 of the DC 33 strike, and trash is piling up, sometimes for blocks in the city. Talks between the union and the city administration ended with no deal over the weekend. It's not clear when they're going to meet again. Residents have mixed feelings about how Mayor Parker is handling the negotiations.
I think she gave him a fair offer. You know, it's where are they going to get the money from?
She needs to do what she got to do. Sis needs to get up off her butt and pay these people because she would want to get paid too.
Pay and the city's residency requirement are two of the biggest sticking points. Union leaders say they have members who can't even afford to live in the city. They're demanding 5% raises a year for 3 years. Mayor Parker says her offer of nearly 9% over 3 years is the best the city can do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.